Middle East and Africa.
Yahya Sinwar. Hamas's leader is dead. Will his successor embrace more violence or look for compromise?
After the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza in 2021, Yahya Sinwar appeared sitting in an armchair in the open air, surrounded by rubble and smiling. It became a defining image of defiance for many Hamas supporters. This time, the story ended differently. Mr. Sinwar died in the ruins of Gaza, like tens of thousands of victims of the war he unleashed a year ago. In a firefight with an Israeli patrol in southern Gaza, the leader of Hamas, the Palestinian Islamist group, was killed on October 16th. His death leaves Hamas shattered and divided. To his supporters, the architect of the October 7th atrocities punctured Israel's sense of invincibility and catapulted a waning cause into the world's headlines. To his opponents, he brought hellfire down on Gaza. His rise was the culmination of decades of planning and outmaneuvering of opponents, turning a movement into the Sinwar Show. In prison, the man became systematic in his thinking. "He had this military mindset," said Khaled Zawawi, who was incarcerated with Mr. Sinwar. According to Yuval Biton, an Israeli intelligence agent, "he studied us through enemy eyes. He looked for weakness, for a point at which he could say, this is the time to attack." Released in 2011, Mr. Sinwar was appointed to Hamas's Gaza Bureau. By 2017, he led it. His lieutenants from prison rose with him. He strengthened the military wing, the Al-Qassam Brigades. Hamas's less extreme leaders were marginalized, including Khaled Meshaal, who headed the group until 2017 and drafted a new charter for the organization that appeared to nod towards a two-state solution. By 2021, Gaza had become Mr. Sinwar's fief. He ignored the group's Shura Council and kept exiled leaders in Doha in the dark. In July, he formally assumed leadership of the whole of Hamas, breaching its succession rules. Hamas's resilience over the decades is in part due to its institutionalization of authority, but now its formal structures have been pushed aside. One potential successor is Khalil al-Hayya, who was closest to Mr. Sinwar and supports close relations with Iran. Another is Mr. Meshaal, who might want Hamas to come under the Palestine Liberation Organization, in effect accepting a two-state solution. In 2012, he cut the group's ties with Syria in response to the Hezbollah-backed regime's fierce suppression of the uprising there. If Hamas survives Israel's onslaught, whoever wins may determine where the group goes next. It may embrace more violence and extremism. Another path leads to moderation and compromise. Power politics at the top of Hamas will decide which route is taken.